In this country this week, President Bush addresses the United Nations General Assembly. That's an institution of which his administration is openly skeptical. His audience will include diplomats from many nations that are equally skeptical of the Bush administration. Many are part of the Non-Aligned Movement, the same group that met last week in Havana. Their group was founded to stay neutral during the Cold War. It is now an alliance of poor and underdeveloped nations, and many say they want to present a united front against the United States. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
When the rivalry between the United States and the Soviet Union divided the world, the idea of non-alignment meant independence. It still does, but with the United States the only superpower left, the non-aligned movement has increasingly become that group of countries that wants to stand up against Washington. Among the stars of the Havana summit were the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, both of whom seemed to delight in tormenting the Bush administration. The head of the so-called Europe group in the non-aligned movement is Belarus, an outcast among its European neighbors because of its authoritarian government. And then there was the summit host country, Cuba. With Fidel Castro still hospitalized, his brother Raúl presided. In recent years, Raúl Castro said, several of our countries have been victims of inadmissible acts of aggression motivated by the insatiable appetite for strategic resources. After Raúl Castro came Hugo Chávez, who has lately been promoting the idea of uniting all the countries that have quarrels with the United States. It's necessary for us to merge all our movements, ideologies, governments, and peoples so that we can fight together for a truly just international order, Chávez said. Chávez has actually given far harsher speeches against the United States than the one he delivered at this forum. Hardline U.S. adversaries still constitute a minority of the 118 members of the non-aligned movement. A recurring theme at the summit was cooperation among the underdeveloped countries, and the spirit was collegial. The leaders of Pakistan and India, meeting on the sidelines of the summit, agreed to resume peace talks. Iraq, a founding member of the non-aligned movement, was represented by its Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Rafael Essaoui, who said his country considered itself a friend of the United States. Al-Essaoui said he wanted other countries at the summit to have some appreciation of what Iraq was going through.
First of all, we explained the current situation of Iraq to the summit, and we suppose that this big number of 118 states will support the Iraq regarding the political process regarding the war against terrorism and others.
Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi, whose government was the outgoing leader of the non-aligned movement, had some words of advice for those countries who came to Havana just to denounce the imperialist West. He did understand, he said, that the movement provides a forum for those countries that feel their voice is not often heard.
We must, however, not allow it to be merely a talking shop or a talk shop. We should not be long on rhetoric, but short in action.
According to a Latin American diplomat who did not wish to be quoted by name, the final summit declaration was actually toned down at the insistence of the more moderate members of the movement. The Iraq delegation got some of what it was looking for. The declaration praised the formation of the new Iraqi government, supported its efforts to achieve security, and condemned, quote, the acts of terrorism directed against the infrastructure of the country. The non-aligned countries sided with Iran, however, in its standoff with the United States and Europe over its nuclear program. For Iranian President Ahmadinejad, Havana was the first stop on his way to the General Assembly meeting in New York, where he'll undoubtedly face pressure from the United States and other Security Council members to suspend uranium enrichment activities. But Ahmadinejad will show up in New York with his own agenda to make the UN friendlier to the non-aligned countries. He spoke at the summit through an interpreter.
The non-aligned movement should request the modification of the membership of the Security Council, which constitutes a challenge for security in the world. The Security Council, with the presence of superpowers such as the United States and the UK, has never protected peace and security in the world.
Ahmadinejad's partner in this effort is Hugo Chavez, who is pushing for his country to get one of the rotating seats on the Security Council. Chavez spent much of his time at the summit lobbying other leaders to support Venezuela's bid when the selection of the new Security Council comes up for a vote this week. Tom Gelton, NPR News.